Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much indeed, distinguished chairperson. The Dominican Republic is grateful for the organization of this social forum, which is hugely important. We are experiencing critical times in our history wherein the contribution of technology and science and innovation in the promotion and protection of human rights is unprecedented in its importance. The COVID-19 pandemic reminded us, and it was very painful, of the fragility of the human condition, but it also showed us the transformative power of technology and science. In this context, it is crucial that we think carefully about how these tools can be used to promote and protect human rights in the post-pandemic era. The science and technology have become fundamental pillars in our what we do to combat the pandemic, since the development of vaccines at an unprecedented speed to the development of other things such as telemedicine have all become tools to combat the virus and to guarantee the well-being of people. However, the potential of new technologies goes much beyond the response to the health crisis. In the post-pandemic world, the STI has the power to contribute to the promotion of human rights in a number of different areas. I would venture to focus on a number of these. For example, in access to education, technology can help contribute to guaranteeing equitable access to quality education, which amounts to a fundamental human right. After all, online teaching and digital pedagogical tools can overcome geographical and economic barriers, providing opportunities for education to people from all ages worldwide. Furthermore, in health and treatment, telemedicine and technology diagnosis can improve health services, making it possible for people to receive a treatment in a timely and effective manner, independently of where they are in the world. In the right to ICT, now the social networks and ICT has the power to promote freedom of expression and access to information, which are fundamental human rights in this digital era. In combating inequality now, technology can contribute to addressing economic and social inequalities by making it possible for people to be so financially included, to give them jobs and to give them time, economic opportunities for marginalized communities. As regards the empowerment of vulnerable groups, technology, support technologies such as AI and the technological assistance can empower people with disabilities and ensure their full participation in society. However, we cannot embrace all of these innovations without an ethical framework and solid governance. We must ensure that science and technology are used responsibly, transparently, ethically, and without any discrimination. This means we need to tackle concerns with regards to the cyber security, algorithmic bias, and the digital divide. For these purposes, international cooperation is crucial. As we tread this path, science and technology do not know any barriers, and it is only through cooperation worldwide that we'll be able to fully take advantage of its potential to promote human rights. This calls for investment in R&D, exchange of knowledge, and the creation of sound alliances, partnerships between a government, civil society, and the private sector. In conclusion, new technologies and science have the power to transform our societies and to ensure that human rights are a reality for all. In the post-pandemic era, we must take advantage of these tools with responsibility and long-term vision to build a world which is fairer, more equitable, and more respectful of human rights. The Dominican Republic and myself, we are convinced that together we will be able to forge a future wherein science and technology are the source of empowerment to bring about progress for all of humanity. Thank you very much.